These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Bobby. I'm 45, a company director from Luton.
I'm Elaine. I'm 63. I'm an HR consultant from Chorley.
I'm John. I'm 28 and I'm a singer from Newcastle-upon-Tyne.
I'm Charlotte. I'm 34. I'm an events sales executive from Colchester.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But hunting them down every step of the way is the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase for the chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Bobby. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Thanks, Bradley.
Nice to see you. First up, you nervous?
A little bit, but I'll be all right.
You're a company director from Luton?
That's right, yeah.
And what is the company involved?
We help different companies try to compete with larger companies, so small businesses competing with large businesses, just giving them a helping hand with the resources that we've got.
Right, OK. What hobbies do you have?
I love cars. I like driving and anything to do with a car.
Right, OK. Favourite car you've got?
Favourite car I've got is probably a Porsche.
Really?
Yeah, but it sounds really good, but it's like a cheap one, so...
Is it? Do you have any other cars?
Yeah, I've got a Mercedes and I've got a Mazda.
A Mazda? All right. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I've got a niece, Henna, and if I win something, I'm going to give it all to her as a help for her university.
What a lovely uncle. Why don't you just sell them cars? Cash build around. Bobby, you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck. Your time starts now. When you are said to jump a light, what colour is the traffic light?
Red.
Correct. Who sang lead vocals on the number one hit, Every Breath You Take?
Sting.
Correct. What international circus entertainment organisation is based in Montreal?
Le Cirque du Soleil.
Correct. The term macrocardia refers to an enlargement of what organ of the body?
Liver.
Heart. The juice of what citrus fruit is an ingredient of hollandaise sauce?
Lemon.
Correct. The Solan goose is an alternative name for what large seabird?
Albatross.
Gannet. Which Game of Thrones character shares his name with the Channel 4 newsreader?
Gurren Krishnamurti.
Jon Snow. Established in 1969, what university has the motto Learn and Live?
Oxford.
Open University. Leonardo DiCaprio played Amsterdam Vallon in what film?
Oh, don't know.
Gangs of New York. What two words are on the little bottle found by Alice in Wonderland?
Please open.
Nope. Drink me. Bobby, $4,000.
Oh, wow. OK, lucky.
Well, I think you're a better player than that myself. Are you a gambling man?
I'm not a gambling man, but I've got a plan.
Shall we see what the offers are?
Yeah.
Time to face the chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the beast, Mark Labette, so enormous he keeps his trousers up with an asteroid belt? Or what about the Cinnaman, Paul Sinner, the only doctor whose treatment will leave you feeling worse than when you started? Although, could it be the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace? We get more requests for his photo than any other chaser, and all, by the way, in the same handwriting, which looks suspiciously like his own. Or maybe it's the governess, Anne Hegarty. So scary, even Twitter took out a restraining order to stop her following anyone. Who do you fancy taking on?
I'm a man. I'm a hot-blooded man. So who do you think I want to take on?
I don't know. Sean? I don't know. How do I know?
It's got to be the governess.
Edit it, the governess. Are you ready?
This
will be interesting. It's time to bring on the chaser. Oh, hey! It is Sean. It's the one and only. It's the bastard. It's the legal eagle. It's the Dark Destroyer, folks. The mean machine. It is Sean Wallace.
Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Sean.
So you like your cars, do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, don't worry, mate. You'll be taking the bus home very, very soon.
3 steps ahead of the chaser. There we are with your £4,000. You can change your starting position if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you
£400.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you
£20,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Charlotte.
I think you're better than the £4,000. I think you had a lot more in you left to give, so I'd say go for the 20.
John?
Well, £4,000 is still a lot more than what you came with, and I think you did really, really well, but first player out? Oh, I don't know, maybe take the 4.
Elaine?
I think you're better than the 4,000, but I'd be tempted to say go for the 4,000 because we want you back.
Thank you, team. 400, 4,000, 20,000 pounds, what'll it be?
I don't think I'm a very good player, but there is only one option for me, so I'm going for the 20,000.
Good man. 20 grand it is, opening player, I love it. Chaser?
Shake his hand for me again.
Absolutely. That's from Sean, of course, our chaser. I wish you well. Good luck. Here we go, Bobby, for 20 grand. The chase is on. Brilliant, well played. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Who are the only husband and wife to perform together on a James Bond theme song? A, Ike and Tina Turner. B, Sonny and Cher. C, Paul and Linda McCartney. You've put Paul and Linda McCartney.
I cannot remember. I remember Live and Let Live. I can't remember a girl singing in that, but I've just said that. I don't know if that's right or not.
Correct answer is Paul and Linda McCartney's right. Step close to home. Well done. First one under our belt. Chaser has put. Goes right. Paul and Linda McCartney also.
You meant to say Live and Let Die.
He did.
That's part of the lyrics.
Yeah. Paul and Linda McCartney with Wings.
Yeah, very first film starring Roger Moore as James Bond.
Thank you. Here's the next question. Which Briton won the 1992 Formula One World Drivers' Championship? A, David Coulthard. B, Damon Hill. C, Nigel Mansell. You've put Nigel Mansell.
I don't know if he was the 80s or the 90s. I know he won it, but it could be Damon Hill.
Correct answer is Nigel Mansell. Well played. Step close to home. Chase has put. Oh, goes right with Mansell also. Remains the two behind.
Damon Hill won it in 1996.
Coulthard?
Never won it. It was a runner-up.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Which of these is the name of a mining area in Cornwall? A, Ding Dong. B, Ping Pong. Or C, Bing Bong? You've put A, Ding Dong.
A friend of mine, he showed me how you can tell when somebody's doing something in poker, and I just saw a tell then.
Correct answer is well played. Step closer to home. Ding Dong's right. Chaser's put. Goes right to Ding Dong.
Fortune favours a brave Bradley, so fair play to you, Bobby. Well done.
Here's next question. In space, no one can hear you scream is the tagline of what 1979 film? A, Alien. B, Apocalypse Now. C, Amityville Horror. You've put Alien.
I remember that. I studied it in school.
Correct answer is perfect. Alien's right. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes right with Alien. Remains the two behind, the two from home. Here's your next question. Taking its name from the Latin for fat fish, the grampus belongs to what family? A, catfish. B, dolphin. C, ray. You've put dolphin.
I didn't even understand the question. So, I don't think dolphin's a fish, is it?
Correct answer is well played. Dolphin is right. Step closer home. Chase has put. Goes right with Dolphin.
You're playing very, very well. If you're guessing, you're guessing correctly.
Yeah, well played. One from home with 20 grand. Here's your next question. What spirit replaces scotch in order for a godfather cocktail to become a godmother? A, gin. B, rum. C, vodka. You've put gin.
Absolute guess. And the reason why I said gin was because I think old women drink gin. That's the only thing that I've got. I don't know if that's right or not.
Well, I can sort of see your logic, because gin was called Mother's Ruin at one point. You put gin. If it's right, you're through with 20 grand. The correct answer is it's vodka, staying where you are. Chaser's put. Goes wrong with gin. Same logic?
Yeah, same logic.
Same logic. Oh. It was Mother's Room, wasn't it?
Yep, gin. Yeah.
Thank you. Here's the next question. What type of weapon is a flintlock? A, a dagger. B, gun. C, a sword. You've put dagger.
I don't know. It sounds like a gun. I don't know why I said dagger.
To go through with 20 grand, you put dagger. The correct answer is... gun. Staying where you are. Chaser has put...
he said gun.
Goes right, the gun closes us down. First player up.
It's a one-question shootout, Bobby.
It is.
Let's do this.
Here's your question. There is comparatively more pigment in the iris of a person with what colour eyes? A, blue. B, hazel. C, brown. You have put blue. If it's right, you're through. If it's wrong, you're going out. He'll know this. To go through with 20 grand, you put blue, the correct answer is... brown.
I've got brown eyes.
If the chaser has put brown, Bobby, you're toast. Chaser has put... goes right with brown, takes us out, one from home.
Well played, Bobby. That was courageous. A very courageous effort by you.
Thanks. You were very good as well.
I know that.
Bobby, I am sorry to lose you because I think you're a good player. However, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thanks a lot, Bradley.
Cheers, mate. Good luck, Bradley.
Colourful character.
Very gung ho, though.
Played very well. Fortune does favour the brave, but I was braver.
Next to face the chaser, it's Elaine. Welcome to the show, Elaine. You well?
Well, thank you.
An HR consultant?
Yes.
Now, you're up there in Chorley.
Yes.
Lancashire. Now, what do you get up to in your spare time?
I like to play golf. I like spending time with my grandchildren.
Right.
But I love to travel.
Nicest place you've been, would you say?
Kenya, on safari. I love Kenya. I love the animals. I foster two baby elephants.
Have you got a big house?
No, I pay for their care in a nursery just outside of Nairobi.
Right.
Orphaned baby elephants. And last year I had the privilege of going to visit them.
So what are their names?
Kisigao and Bomani.
Brilliant. All right, if you won some money today, then what would you do with it?
Well, I would like to go to Borneo to see the orangutans.
OK, let's get you off to Borneo then, Elaine. I think that's great. Good luck. Are you ready? Your time starts now. The Tim Burton film Frankenweenie was partly inspired by what Mary Shelley work?
Frankenstein.
Correct. Steve McLaren and Brian Clough have both managed Derby and what other club?
Nottingham Forest.
Correct. T.S. Eliot's poem The Wasteland was published after which World War?
First World War.
Correct. What piece of furniture shares its name with the sea's floor?
Pass.
Bed. What Kate Bush hit features the line, Heathcliff, it's me, Kathy?
Wuthering Heights.
Correct. The atom of what gaseous element has a nucleus consisting of a single proton?
Pass.
Hydrogen. Who played Honey Hale opposite Fred Astaire in the film Flying Down to Rio?
Ginger Rogers.
Correct. Arcadia, Shangri-La and the Green Fields are areas of what music festival?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Arcadia, Shangri-La and the Green Fields are areas of what music festival?
Pass.
Would have been Glastonbury. £5,000, Elaine. Not bad at all. Happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
Time to face a chaser.
So you work in HR, do you, Elaine?
I do.
Good. There's going to be a vacancy for a contestant in a couple of minutes.
Let's put some money onto the table, Elaine. £5,000 if you wish to take a step closer to home. Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he'll offer you...
£25,000.
Brilliant. Have a chat with your team. Charlotte.
You've done really, really well. However, I really think we need you back here. We're going to need you in that final chase, so I would say stick with the five.
John.
Yeah, I'm tempted to say stick with the five as well. I mean, I was right last round. He should have took the four. But you know what? I think you're really, really intelligent. I think you could go for the 25, but, you know, it's just how you feel.
Thank you, team. 1-5, 25 grand. Elaine, what'll it be?
Well, the 25,000 is extremely tempting. However, I'm not a gambler, and I'm going to stick with the five.
Fine. Five it is, Chaser.
Understandable, but I think you're a very, very good player, Elaine. You've got my respect. For sure.
Let's do this. Elaine, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here's your first question. Which of these novels was published first? A, Middlemarch, B, Pride and Prejudice, C, Jane Eyre. Gosh, that's a tough old question. You've put Jane Eyre. Do you read?
Yes, a lot. That's a very hard question.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you put Jane Eyre? Correct answer is... It's Pride and Prejudice. Bad luck staying where you are. Chaser has put... He won't get this. Oh!
Oh, that's written by Jane Austen, who died in 1817. Jane Eyre was written by Charlotte Bronte, and Middlemarch was written by George Eliot, or Mary Ann Evans, as she's known as.
Thank you. Here's your next question. What is the chemical symbol for chlorine? A, CH, B, CR, C, CL. You've put CH.
Looking at it now, it should have been CL.
CL. Correct answer is?
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
CL it is. Staying where you are. Chase has put. He closed the gap here. Yeah, it does indeed. Moves to one behind with five from home.
Yeah, it's a halogen. One of the halogen elements.
Thank you. Here's your next question. What is the name of the surface a game of curling is played on? A, blanket, B, sheet, C, mat. You've put mat.
I don't think it's that.
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I think it might be a blanket, but I'm not sure.
Chase is one behind. We're five from home. I wish you luck. Got to be right. You've put Matt. The correct answer is... Sheet is the right answer. Sheet of ice. Staying where you are. If the chaser has put sheet, we're out. Chaser has put... Goes right with sheet, takes us out. Five from home. Whoa, that was short
that
and
was
sweet.
Very short and sweet.
Chaser.
Unlucky.
Yeah, I'm sorry to lose you, Elaine, but you have been caught. And for you, the chase is over.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Elaine. Cheers. Well, you're on form today, Chaser.
Well, thank you, but, you know, I might be 2-0 ahead, but I've still got two very dangerous opponents ahead of me, so I'm taking nothing for granted.
Well, I hope they are indeed dangerous. I've lost my first two players. Could this be a game of two halves? Find out after the break when John joins us. Can he put some money in the prize fund? I certainly hope so. Welcome back. Next to face the chaser, it's John. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you very much.
Can't take my eyes off those trainers, mate. Where'd you get them?
Las Vegas, Caesar's Palace.
Oh. Only that says it all, Charlotte. You're right.
Well, if you're going to go to America, you're going to go to Vegas, you're going to shop, right? So.
Yeah, yeah, they're really good.
Thank you very much.
OK, you're from Newcastle. Born and bred?
No, I'm originally from a little town on the northeast coast called Redcar, but I'm actually studying music. I work as a singer. So I thought I'd go into teaching as well to be a music teacher too.
Good for you. Excellent stuff. Favourite type of song? Show songs or pop songs?
Yeah, I like show songs, but I like... I'm a massive fan of Celine Dion, so that was the reason why I was in Vegas recently. It's a big fan of hers. We went seen her in Vegas before, and she recognised me on the second night because I'm not one to be missed, and she came down and held my hand and sang a song to me, which was fabulous.
Very good. All right, though, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'm hoping to move to Australia, and it's going to go in the pot to emigrate over to there.
OK, let's get you to us.
Yeah, let's do
it. Good luck, mate. Your time starts now. Sesame Park was the Canadian version of what children's TV show?
Sesame Street.
Correct. In academic dress, a mortarboard is worn on what part of the body?
Chest.
Head. A museum dedicated to which Spanish artist is located in Antibes, France?
Pass.
Picasso. Who presented François Pienaar with the 1995 Rugby World Cup in Johannesburg?
Nelson Mandela.
Correct. Galloping Home is the theme tune to the 70s TV show about which horse?
Black Beauty.
Correct. Who in the 15th century invented mechanical movable type printing?
Pass.
Johannes Gutenberg. Sleepy and what other Disney dwarf have names beginning with the letter S?
Pass.
Sneezy. Ugh. Frenchman Robert Hubert was hanged for supposedly starting what 17th century disaster?
The French Revolution.
Great Fire of London. Oh. Which Shakespeare title character... Oh, no time to get there for you, John. £3,000.
It's all right. That was better than what I thought I was going to get.
Ready?
Yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, John.
Harriet.
What a shame that your form wasn't as sparkling as your trainers.
Well, I'd rather have sparkly trainers than a sparkly head.
Let's put some money on the table. £3,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
£35,000.
Have a chat with Charlotte. Charlotte?
John, I need you back here. I need you with me in that final chase. So I would say as much as £35,000 would be amazing. Stick with the three and come back to us.
Thank you, Charlotte. Right, let's face the table. John, we have £1,000, £3,000, £35,000. What will it be?
No, I'm not going to let you win today. I'm going to take the 1,000, get back plate safe. You will be beaten.
Yeah, and Charlotte nods maybe in agreement there. £1,000, all right. Did the cash builder only get in three and the cash builder sort of put you off?
No, not at all. I just think, you know, if Charlotte goes as well, he's won, and we can't be having that.
All right.
So I'd rather get back with a 1,000 than nothing at all. So.
Wow, £1,000 it is. Chaser?
You're going to pay for that shiny head remark.
Bring it on.
Here we go. John, for £1,000, the chase is on. Here you go, John. I wish you well. Here come your first question. Which of these historical counties is in Northern Ireland? A, Down, B, Donegal, C, Dublin. You've put Donegal.
I've never been to Ireland. It's somewhere I'd love to go. But I've never heard of the first two, actually. I didn't think it was Dublin. Don't know, let's see.
You've put Donegal, correct answer is? County Down. Okay, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right to Down, comes onto the table, three behind.
Donegal's the most northerly county in the Republic of Ireland.
Thank you. Here's the next question. Which Radio 1 DJ received an MBE in 2014? A, Fern Cotton. B, Nick Grimshaw. C, Pete Tong. You've put Pete Tong.
Pete Tong, he's been around forever, hasn't he?
Correct answer is? Pete Tong is right. Step closer to home. Well done. Chaser has put. Goes right also with Pete Tong. Here's the next question. In Cluedo, Reverend Green and Mrs. White have starting positions next to which room? A, ballroom. B, dining room. C, library. You've put ballroom. When's the last time you played Cluedo?
Never. Absolutely never. The only thing that I play is the Chase app on my phone.
Good man.
I don't win on that neither.
You put ballroom?
Ballroom.
Correct answer is? Step close to home, well done. Chaser has put. Goes wrong with the library. Game opens up. We're in Clover. Here's your next question.
I've never played that game. Fabulous.
Have you never played it?
Never.
Oh, it's a great game. It's a
neither
great
have
game.
I, but I got it right.
It's...
Come on.
Good man. Here's your next question. The name of what dog breed is used as a term for an amateur or professional detective? A, greyhound. B, bloodhound. C, wolfhound. You've put Bloodhound.
Aren't bloodhounds the ones with the long ears?
Yeah.
And they always... I don't know why I relate a long-eared dog with a detective.
Correct answer is... Bloodhound is right. Step closer to home. Well done. Chase has put. Goes right with Bloodhound. Here's your next question. One more and you're home. The Khalifa family has ruled which country since 1783? A, Bahrain. B, Japan. C, Netherlands. You've put Bahrain.
Yeah, you know, I'm quite good with languages and Khalifa if it's, like, from the original country. It doesn't sound Japanese. It doesn't sound Dutch neither. I think they'd speak Dutch in the Netherlands, so I just kind of figured maybe Bahrain.
Well, if we get through this, you'd have had three goes at going for 3,000. If you got through that, you'd have had two shots at 35 grand. So it just shows you.
Yeah.
You've put Bahrain, here we go. The correct answer is...
Yeah!
Well played. Yeah, good for you. Well done, mate. Well done. Good, good match. Yeah, it's good. Well played.
Well played.
Yeah. No, it's only £1,000, but I needed to beat you. I needed to do it, and I've done it. So
£1,000 is a lot of money.
Definitely. And imagine how many more pairs of sparkly shoes I could buy with £1,000.
Not many, I wouldn't imagine. Well, look at them. I bet they were expensive. John, I wish you well, mate.
Thank you very
You're
much.
Through to the final, Chase. Congratulations. £1,000. Well, I have to say, actually, could have gone for it.
Could have gone for it and probably would have taken it home.
Yeah,
you know,
who knows?
Played very well, very confident. And you know what? Guess what?
What?
I like you, John.
Yeah.
You're going to need support, mate, so I'm going to have to starve you a bit now.
Yes, that's the way it goes. John and his trainers are through to the final chase. Can Charlotte add to the £1,000? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it's Charlotte. Welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Thank you.
You looking forward to it?
Very much so.
Now, we've got one player through. You've got to be there with him. It's so tough for a single player in the final.
Yes, I am.
So you have to be there.
I will be there.
Now, you're from Colchester.
I am.
Right, and what do you do at Colchester?
I work at Colchester United Football Club.
OK.
I do everything non-football related, really. So all events, I do things like tattoo exhibitions, conferences...
Anything that the club can utilise to make some more money,
exactly,
other than football.
Elton John concert we've done, so, yeah, really good.
Absolutely. All right, well, look, if you want some money today, Charlotte, what would you do with it?
I want to take my mum to New York.
Do you?
We want to go Sex and the City style-y, shopping, cocktails.
What's your mum's name?
Rosalind.
Right. Let's get you and mum off to New York, shall we?
Yes, please.
I wish you well. Your time starts... Now, Return to Oz features some characters that appear in what 1939 musical film?
Wizard of Oz.
Correct. What famous ship moored at Greenwich gets its name from a Robert Burns poem?
Curtis Ark.
Correct. Matthew Knowles was the manager of what 90s R&B girl group?
Eternal.
Destiny's Child. What city's annual marathon begins and ends near the Brandenburg Gate?
New York.
Berlin. Which French emperor was born on a Mediterranean island and died on an Atlantic one?
Pass.
Napoleon. James Cagney won an Oscar for his performance in what film?
Pass.
Yankee Doodle Dandy. The strip of hard skin at the base and sides of a fingernail has what name?
Pass.
Cuticle. In 2011, Steve Carell left after seven seasons of starring in what US sitcom?
House.
The Office. Julia Donaldson has written a sequel to what Edward Lear poem?
Pass.
The Owl and the Pussycat. £2,000.
OK.
Are you a gambling girl?
Yes, I am.
Oops.
I know. We'll see. See what it comes up with.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Charlotte.
Hello, Sean.
Well, you know things that John won't know, and that is why you've got to go.
We'll see.
Let's put some money on the table. £2,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step close to home, chaser will offer you...
£2.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£49,000.
Oh, have a chat with John. £49,000.
Did you get that? £49,000.
A lot of money.
But you know what? I'm doing a Celine Dion number over here. I'm all by myself. Oh. You need to come back with me. You need to come back. I mean, it's up to you, but I don't know, £2,000 is a good amount, you know? Mm. And I think you can do that as well. You know, you're a clever lass.
Thank you, John. All right, £2, £2,000 or £49,000. Stick the 49 onto John's one. It's 50 grand, 25 grand, oh, 25 grand. What could you do with 25 grand?
I could buy a lot of shoes in New York City with £25,000. Lots.
All right, well, the choice is yours. £2, £2,000 or £49,000, what'll it be?
The offer is great, thank you very much, but I'm going to stick with the £2,000. I'd like to go back.
OK, £2,000 it is, Chaser.
Almost had you there.
You did, very really close. Really? Very close.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
I wish you well. Charlotte, for £2,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In which common pastime would you use a mattock? A, stamp collecting, B, fishing, C, gardening. You've put gardening.
It's a bit of a guess, if I'm honest. I'm not really a stamp collector and I'm certainly not a fisher.
Correct answer is... gardening is right. Step close to home. Well done. Chase has put... goes wrong with fishing. Game opens up for us. That's all right. Here's your next question. Which of these is a song from the musical Meet Me in St. Louis? A, the Brolly song. B, the Lolly song. C, the Trolley song. You've put... the Lolly song.
Trolley song sounds a bit silly, if I'm honest. Brolly... just seems the most logical for some reason. For
really?
Me. In my head, it does.
Yeah.
The Lolly song.
Have you ever seen this film?
No.
Trust me, you've seen this film. And you've heard this song.
Have I?
You have. Correct answer is... clang, 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 with the trolley.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, staying where you are, Chase has put...
Judy Garland was in that, I'm sure she was.
Yeah, she was.
Wasn't it directed by Vincent Minnelli?
It was. Here's your next question. Which bear first appeared on British television in 1985? A, Fozzie, B, Pudsey, C, Nookie. You've put... Pudsey.
Sounds about right time for me. Children in Need, I came out about another time.
Correct answer is... Pudsey's right, step closer home. Well done, Chase has put... goes right, also with Pudsey. Here's your next question. Charles Dickens has a crater named after him on what planet? A, Mercury, B, Saturn, C, Uranus. You've put... Saturn.
No idea, a complete guess. I went straight down the middle.
Correct answer is... Mercury is the right answer. Staying where you are, Chase has put... goes right with Mercury because...
it's a rocky planet and the other two are gaseous.
What's that got to do with it?
They are gaseous planets, so how can you have a crater on a gaseous planet?
Yeah, but there must be some sort of other reason why Charles Dickens has a crater named after him on Mercury. Was that the name of a newspaper or something?
Definitely not.
You're sure he didn't work for the Gillingham Mercury? Here's next question. What pantomime character appears in the title of a David Bowie album? A, Aladdin. B, Buttons. C, Cinderella. You've put... Cinderella.
I want to say a reason why, but I don't know. For some reason, it's shouting out at me. My dad was a huge David Bowie fan when I was a kid. It was just a guess.
The correct answer is... Aladdin. Oh. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Aladdin. Closes the gap.
That's an Aladdin saying.
Thank you. Come on, Charlotte. You're needed in the final. Here's your question. In Spain, what is a hacienda? A, a nightclub. B, a hotel. C, an estate. You've put a hotel.
No idea. I'm going with a kind of feeling. Hacienda Hotel. That's where I was going.
He'll know this, so to get stay in the game, you've got to get this right. You've put hotel. Correct answer is... an estate. You're staying where you are. If the chaser has put an estate, you're out. Do you think he knows it?
Yeah, he'll know it.
Chaser has put... goes right with an estate, takes us out free from home. Wawa, weewa, woowa. Chaser.
See you, Charlotte.
Well, I am so sorry. But, Charlotte, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. You've played well today.
I have, but John played equally as well. He beat me in the head-to-head. He's got one more chance now to see if he can take that £1,000 home.
Indeed. Only John has made it through to the final chase. The total prize fund is £1,000. Now, is he going to take that £1,000 home? He'll have to outrun our chaser one more time. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Only John has made it through to the final chase and there's £1,000 in the prize fund. During the break, John had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B. John, you have selected set...
A.
Set A, which means, of course, our chaser, Sean Wallace, gets set B. Only you've made it through to the final, and congratulations on that, by the way. You've beaten a mastermind champ to the final, so that's all right.
Thank you.
Now, that means you get a one-step head start on him. I'm just going to let you know, these questions are going to come much quicker than the cash build around. Are you ready?
Definitely. Let's do it.
John, I wish you luck. Your time starts... now, who is the paternal grandmother of Prince William?
Elizabeth I.
Richard the Queen. The first Gulf War involved the liberation of which country?
Argentina.
Kuwait. Paul Terry is the creator of which cartoon superhero rodent?
Pass.
Mighty Mouse. On a ship, morning watch starts at what time?
6 a.m.
4 a.m. In what section of an orchestra is a bassoonist found?
Woodwind.
Correct. What's the only big cat that normally hunts in groups?
Lion.
Correct. On what sports pitch would a popping crease line be seen?
American football.
Cricket. In business, IPO stands for initial public what?
Order.
Offerings. What carry-on film is about national service conscripts?
Pass.
Carry-on sergeant. The south coast of Honduras is on what ocean?
The Caribbean.
Pacific. What Old Testament book ends with the death of Moses?
Deuteronomy.
Correct. Morbier is a French variety of what dairy product?
Cheese.
Correct. A fellow craft belongs to what secret society?
The Freemasons.
Correct. Guy Fawkes was caught red-handed under what building?
The Houses of Parliament.
Correct. Commander Sam Shaw was a character in what 60s TV show?
Pass.
Stingray. Blairism is a word associated with what political party?
Labour.
Correct. What does the D stand for in the honour DBE?
Pass.
Dame. Who played Frank the Tank in the film comedy Old School?
Pass.
Will Ferrell. Minimus the Pig is a character in what George Orwell novel?
1984.
Animal Farm. Soft Chew and Buck and Wing are forms of what dance?
Salsa.
Tap dance. The Suez Crisis revolved around events in what country?
Pass.
Egypt. In what TV sketch show did Marjorie Dawes run Fat Fighters?
Little Britain.
Correct. In what country was US political pundit Arianna Huffington born?
Canada.
Greece. What French cosmetics giant owns the body shop? That would have been L'Oreal. 9. We will need some
20 pushbacks.
You don't know, though, John. You don't know. Nerves might get the better of the chase. You never know. Stranger things have happened.
True.
You happy with that?
Yeah, I did my best.
You did your best. That's all that counts, mate. Are you ready?
Sure, let's do
good.
It.
It is time to bring back the chaser. Tough on your own.
Of course it's tough on your own, and that's why I'm glad I starved him with support. And if the other three were there, it would have been a much bigger total. So, John, you did very, very well, but Bradley, I've got a job to do.
Indeed you have. Remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then John gets right. He pushes the chaser back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Traditionally, cider is made from what fruit?
Apple.
Correct. Which of the five vowels is not in the word European?
I.
Correct. Correct. Giant spider, kelp and king are types of what crustacean?
Spider.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Giant spider, kelp and king are types of what crustacean?
Lobster.
No, bad luck. It's crab.
Oh.
Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, Homeschool is the sequel to what other Charles Webb novel?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
The preschool? I have no idea.
No, it's The Graduate.
Oh.
Right, your time starts again. Now, what Australian animal has the highest leap?
Kangaroo.
Correct. In music, how many semiquavers make a crotchet?
Four.
Correct. Who was the only Osmond brother not born in Ogden, Utah?
Jimmy.
Correct. What neighbouring country was occupied by Brazil in the 1820s?
Argentina.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. What neighbouring country was occupied by Brazil in the 1820s?
Uruguay.
Correct. Well played. Push the chaser back. Five now required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. In 2007, Mark Bright scored the first goal at what new stadium?
Wembley.
Correct. In what decade did McDonald's launch the Big Mac?
1970s.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. In what decade did McDonald's launch the Big Mac?
80s.
He's wrong.
Oh,
60s, the other way.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, the other way. OK, here we go. Your time starts again. Now, what UK band had the number one album? This is Hardcore.
Pass.
Stop the clock.
This is Hardcore. Arctic Monkeys?
Nope. Answer is Pulp. Pulp. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, in what country of the UK was Arthur Conan Doyle born?
Scotland.
Correct. One furlong is equal to 660 what?
Yards.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Got to get these right now, John. Here we go. One furlong is equal to 660 what?
Feet.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. Four now required to catch John. 54 seconds remaining. Your time starts again. Now, in what TV soap did Amy Nuttall play Chloe Atkinson?
Emmerdale.
Correct. Which British rapper released the 2014 single Lullaby?
Fat Green.
Correct. The Confucius Institute promotes what country's culture?
China.
Correct. Something described as cubic has how many dimensions?
Six.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Three.
Correct. We push the chaser back. Two now required to catch John. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, Regret was a 90s hit for what Manchester band?
Stone Roses.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. John, got a chance now here. Think about this.
Oasis.
It's wrong. Correct answer is New Order.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Chaser, your time starts again. Now, what Swiss company makes Smarty Sweets?
Nestle.
Correct. In what sport are braces, finger tabs and thumb rings used?
Fishing.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Think about it.
Archery.
Oh, is correct. We push the chaser back. It's two required now. 16 seconds remaining. Your time starts again. Now, what word did Winston Churchill's famous V sign signify?
Victory.
Correct. What do members of the House of Lords call another place?
House of Commons.
Correct. Woo-hoo! Unbelievable. That was a great match. You were caught with 8 seconds to go. What a performance, John.
Thanks very much. I honestly thought that that would have lasted 8 seconds, but I have to take my hat off to him. That was really, really good. But, New Order. I knew it.
You knew it. You've got to be pleased at that. After setting a target of 9...
That's not too bad. I would have been happier taking on the £1,000, mind, but fantastic. It was great to be here as well, so thanks.
Great playing alongside you, mate. Brilliant. But I have to take away the £1,000 and tell you that, John, you have been caught. And for you, the chase is finally over. Phew!
That's why I always say, I take nothing for granted. We're on chasing 1, 20, whatever. John, you played fantastic. You put me under a lot of pressure. You really did. But at the end of the day, it's just another day at the office.
So, just another day at the office, but it was a close-run thing in the end, and my player goes home empty-handed, being caught with 8 seconds remaining. You think you could take some money from a chaser? Then come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.